This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. CalPERS, the giant California pension fund for public employees, in a frightening development, keeps two sets of books, officially stated numbers, and another set that reflects the market value of the pensions that people have earned. Second number is not publicly disclosed, and it typically paints a much more troubling picture, according to people who follow the money. As of mid-September, 59,548 people were staying in shelters overseen by New York City's Department of Homeless Services. Thousands more people are living on the street, as well as in specialized shelters that serve young adults and domestic violence victims. Trump has relied on the government and taxpayers to benefit the core of his Manhattan real estate developments to the tune of almost $900 million, according to research by the New York Times. U.S. acknowledged that its warplanes had carried out an airstrike in Syria that resulted in the deaths of Syrian government troops. American military officials said the pilots in the attack in the eastern province believed they were targeting the Islamic State. Germany's Christian Democratic Party of Angela Merkel, the chancellor, won 17.6% of the vote in Berlin, not enough to allow it to continue as a junior partner in a governing coalition with the Social Democrats. The center-left Social Democratic Party earned 21.6% of the vote and is expected to form a government with the two other parties, the Left Party with 15.6% and the Greens with 15.2%. Alternatives for Germany and the Anti-Immigrant Party won 14.2%. Under a proposed Nashville ordinance, officers will have the discretion to forego a misdemeanor charge for marijuana possession and instead issue a civil citation with a $50 fine. A judge could then suspend the civil penalty if the person cited agrees to perform up to 10 hours of community service. The goal here, as elsewhere, is to keep minor drug offenders from clogging the court system and relieving them of the stigma of a record. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.